So Louis Bourne from the Extended Diploma. Hi Louis, this is just for Ben, don't worry. So okay. He's got the sound bites, it sounds a bit official, but it's not as official as it sounds. Okay. So Louis, we're just basically, obviously you had your first presentation about 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
where we were just coming up with your initial idea after consolidating your research from London and just general initial research.
Mm-hmm.
Had a chat to you about your project at the time. It was kind of still kind of in its very, very initial stages of of actually, we were still a little bit unsure. It was a bit ambiguous
woolly at that point.
Obviously, since then, hopefully you've responded, done some experimentation. So this is just really to make sure that we have an idea. It's pinned down. It's fairly solid. You're happy with it. If there's any problems or solutions or feedback, this is what we're here for. But if you've got it all in the bag and you're really happy, then this is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
You won't need it. So do you want to just give us a bit of a recap on where it was, what's happened since, and where you are now with it?
Right. So I kind of always kind of kept the theme of looking at technology and our sort of consumption of technology. I think beforehand at the beginning, I kind of wanted to do more of a nostalgia past aspect, but I think that would have been harder because it's way more subjective if you're actually looking at people's pasts. And I did want to do something interactive with narrative, so I thought combining that would be a bit more difficult. And then Chantel brought up doing more of a dystopia future type look at it, and I think that's just more interesting in general because it's speculative. You can be sort of a bit more fun and out there with that, the ideas.
Well, it's based off that short story that you found.
Yeah.
And when you were talking to me about it, that was the bit that you sort of got a bit excited about.
Yeah.
Was this short story. So that's kind of where it launched that idea.
Yeah, sorry, Louis. I was just, again, this is a animation? What's the discipline here?
Digital print type.
So digital print. Okay, so now, so it's not... So obviously, recapping from last time, it was a game. It was you were going on. It was interactive. It was.
I'm thinking
So now it's just going to be digital prints, 2D.
I'm thinking sort of 2D prints.
Okay.
And within those 2D prints, I wanted to link back to some sort of digital stuff. So that will either be having a QR code that will take you to a web page, but that's that's the interactive idea also.
Okay,
about.
So what is it that you would like to translate to the audience? Is it what narrative is it that you're trying to connect with? What would they be finding on the QR code?
Tell them about the short story.
Yeah. Okay. So it's called I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream. It's a really short, almost kind of horror story about a future where super intelligence is created, super AI intelligence, and it decides to kill everyone except for these five people. Who it's kind of it gets a bit weird and metaphorical, but basically they all try to escape. They manage to escape by killing themselves, all except one of them, who just gets tortured for eternity.
Okay.
Because that's what the superintelligence has devised. But I think that whole idea of the futury superintelligence AI type thing is quite fun.
Okay.
Especially because I feel it's quite a hot topic.
Okay.
At the moment, just AI in general.
There's a lot of conspiracy and paranoia about AI taking over, for sure.
Well, the music industry is starting to worry, isn't it? Because that Drake and Kanye track has just been pulled because it's AI sampled.
Yeah, it's completely
of their voice.
Yeah, completely AI made.
Of Drake's voice.
Yeah.
So they've gone mad and withdrawn it as a sample because he's not given permission. It's been recreated by AI. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
So what is the QR code idea to then to warn people of this or to say to prepare them or
I think sort of a multitude of various information, because when you're trying to find out about a topic or subject like this, you're gonna get 10 million different opinions from 10 million different sources. And so I think I kinda wanna show that sort of overwhelmingness of information, information overload.
Okay.
We talked about the whole sort of 1984 Big Brother kind of idea, because that's the early inception of this idea of AI taking over. And as a suggestion, from my opinion, what might be quite good and very low tech, easy and achievable. From your QR code, it could link to an Instagram account.
Yeah.
For this AI...
something or other.
Like you were being watched.
Yeah. And it's all of their posts and their stories
Are
about sort of like the control and the surveillance of people. And
glitches
you're all
in
being
the
watched.
Matrix.
Yeah, so it's definitely like a way you could take it.
So it's kind of... So what I'm just trying to understand is, you know, like people are walking along, they see some beautiful digital prints.
Yeah.
It's got this sort of dystopian feel. It's AI, it's dystopian, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, there's a QR code. They scan on the QR code. And then it's like an opportunity to sort of almost share your experience, is it? Or like, do you as paranoid as I am? Like, share the experience? Or is it... If you're as paranoid from as I am and done this, this is a warning. Get prepping. Hide. Get rid of your phones. Put tinfoil over your head. Like, you know, I think you've got to sort of be clear on what you would like from your audience.
Like the response from the audience,
Because you're manipulating them as the artist.
Yeah.
You're controlling them. You know.
And based on that short story, it should be around fear.
It does feel like
it. A lot of it is like fear based.
Yes.
I feel like the more interesting ideas are fear based.
Like your toaster's going to take over and eat you.
Yeah.
Sort of that sort
well,
of
like
smart
people,
fridge.
Well, people's neurotic fear of Alexa.
It is listening. 100%.
Do you know
it does all the time. Yeah.
Well, there we go. You know, like, and I've heard reports of people just saying their Alexa just started screaming.
Yeah. That's
and there's some terrifying
harrowing. No, when they're in the house alone, it was a storm.
Oh, no, I had ho 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 sort of just happened.
So, you know, but look, we naturally are doing humour with this.
It can be funny.
So,
I think it can be funny.
So you've got, you know, again, if it's dystopian, if it's paranoia and that, then it's about creating that atmosphere, isn't it?
But you can have humour about it.
Yeah, I don't want it to be, like, too completely doomsday.
Good.
Like, if you think about films like The World's End, that's about AI taking over a small village in fucking deepest, darkest Surrey or whatever. And it's quite funny, you know. Because, you know, whilst the AI is super intelligent, it gets debunked by these absolute buffoons on piss-up. It's sort of like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it could be like, yeah, your fridge is taking over. Alexa is listening to you.
Mm.
You know, picking on some key topics within the paranoia of AI and it's why is the thing about music, you know, that thing with celebrities having their faces put over the top of other people.
Oh, like deep fakes.
Yeah.
And
like,
AI
picking
art
up some
is terrifying.
Key
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That when people scan that QR code, it maybe links to an Instagram account. Each post is about something in particular, but done in a humorous way.
Yeah, I think there is like kind of humorous aspects to it. There's like, I've gone for a bit like a researchy thing, where like ways to like trick AI and like surveillance technology. And if you just wear a pixelated like cube on your shirt, security cameras just don't work. They don't.
There's an artist. There's an artist that's created. Unfaced recognition technology. So that when you're in a crowd, it won't focus on your face and recognize your face. It will recognize what you're wearing instead.
Yeah, which is like when you think about it, you're like, okay, this is such high tech. But if I wear a weird colored square on my shirt, it's like.
But
a bit
have
hard
you documented this?
I've gotten started on it. Bits of research
because this is fair information.
Just
and
making
really
sure it's
pertinent,
there.
But
yeah.
It has to be
out there. Until you document it.
But I think, you know, like if you don't want it, like I love the idea of an interactive Instagram kind of thing with people, then because the art carries on. But then also, it could also contain information about, you know, your information. You know, like how that's being sold to companies.
Like privacy type,
You know, information on algorithms. How AI works on a base level to profile us as humans. You know, I think a lot of people don't realise just how they are being profiled by companies. That as a leaflet or as a QR card telling people what's happening every time they put their email in at
But maybe Dunham's you put or, a spin on it. Yeah. Again, it's about identifying what perspective you want to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
As we discussed before, you're either speaking from the AI's perspective and saying, we're taking your information, stupid people, or you're talking from like the human aspect and,
right.
and the resistance, if you like. I quite just like the idea of the resistance.
Yeah.
Whether or not when people scan the QR code, it's about educating people about the dangers. And they should be paranoid. Yeah. And they should be concerned.
And Louis, I kind of expect as well, you know, as a form of wider research and things like where you've sort of investigated people like preppers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
the doomsday.
And people
yeah.
go
doomsday
off and going off grid. And what that means and what lengths people have gone to do stuff like that. You know, you've got all those films out there, those apocalyptic films,
yeah.
and, you know, as well, where they're all doing that. But in real life, there's preppers, there's doomsday
cults.
You know, there's people that have gone off grid that are living, you know, that have. You know, there's a real desire because of this paranoia.
There are plenty of documentaries and things out
there.
So it's really juicy. So, but, you know, that all needs to be... Because if you do end up like... Because remember, it's UAL, so it's about the background work as much as it is about just those prints on the end. Because I have no doubt that whatever you produce at the end will be very beautiful, very well done, but it will be that wide breadth of supportive work for this idea. Definitely, but it sounds fab.
Yeah.
Have you got any examples or anything you can show us?
Yeah.
I'll shove it in the back. They're just trying to make like little tiny like pamphlets and stuff that look like. That's, for example, to be like the high techy AI, this is how to make your brain better type.
Yeah.
Just some small little mock ups and some different like colorways and stuff. Like the whole idea with like the human side and the AI side, I thought, I don't know if it would be too much, but I thought it'd be interesting to sort of show like a clash between that, and that's the contrast.
There's nothing wrong with any of these, but this kind of should have been thought about 4 weeks ago, Louis. That's the only problem. You know, I'm just worried for your sort of time management. I think these ideas are all absolutely fabulous, but they're all kind of splinters, and you've got to decide which one you're going to focus on and which one you're going to develop. You know,
because you thought about having this sort of like, it was like an installation, but not one that people can walk into, but almost like a poster board, you know, where you get all like posters just sort of put up, and you know, some of them are partially torn down and things. So we had discussed about the sort of layering where there'd be like the posters for AI and then
sort of
the
vandalism.
Yeah, the vandalism over the top by the resistance.
You will we are not slaves.
Yeah, exactly. And they maybe have a symbol like Vive la Resistance sort of thing. You know, that's just spray painted over.
So you're
the
almost like
poster.
Creating a So really this is like you're creating a fake sort of
like a fictional
scenario.
Exactly.
And this is the key point within this story of where the humans are fighting back to the AI.
Yeah.
This is the, this is a small snapshot into that main part of the narrative.
Yeah, I think that's what.
Okay, well, that sounds really exciting.
And I think we should just keep it at that stage. So there may be some additional research to be done in terms of key topics.
And watch Total Recall, the original. Not for anything to do with AI particularly, but with like sort of a resistance in it against a corporation, a fictional corporation. You know, I don't know if you know the film. It's quick overview anyway. It's based on Mars.
I think I've heard of it.
But it's a, you know, again, it's again these dystopian films. I would also be looking at a lot of films where people have looked at the future. But from the perspective at the time. So when, for instance, filmmakers in the 60s were looking at the future, their dystopian future was very different to somebody in the 80s.
Soylent Green.
Looking at the future. You know, like if you look at like Barbarella and things like that, it's all really quite camp and cutesy.
Right.
Whereas then you get to sort of like your 90s, noughties vision of dystopia, and it's all being thought about slick space where, you know, like it's all very... They've got rid of all the aesthetic silliness and made it very
serious. Maybe the developments in terms of aesthetics when it comes to talking about technologies. Everything from Back to the Future to Tron to, Total Recall, whatever.
So you might want to pick a particular decade to see this all from. Is this from a now point of view, or is this going to be from sort of like a people, you know, an 80s or a 90s perspective? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think
because that will give it a style, you see.
Yeah. I think more so now, I think the topics that I have like looked into a bit, like time wise, I think they're like a bit all over the place. Like the book I mentioned, I think that was made in like 80s or something.
Yeah.
But there is like, I do like want to back it up with sort of like the more like modern research about it.
Like the like the actual
like
facts now. Of
like the genuine, this could happen in a decade type. Yeah.
Like where
80s,
we are now.
Because wasn't there in the 80s, there was a big fear that basically with computers and everything, it was going to trigger all the nuclear warheads.
Yeah.
That hackers could get in, you know, like there's loads of even Disney films. Like there's a film called War Games, a really great 80s film called War, where a little kid on an early computer hacks the military base and they think that there's a world war starting.
Mm.
And so that paranoia, you know, and if you look at America and the paranoia of America and the Soviets.
Oh, like the Cold War type. So
yeah,
think,
like they were terrified.
Yeah,
in the 80s.
Wasn't there the whole the Y2K thing when it turned like year 2000?
Totally,
and everyone
was
terrified.
Everyone was terrified that you know that all the computers were going to just stop.
Mm.
That it wasn't going to reset.
Oh yeah,
nothing
like the
happened.
Millennium was going to be like the end times.
And what about the newest thing? Did everyone get the alarm phone call yesterday?
No.
I don't think that was a Jersey thing. I don't know anyone who got it.
Soon, and this is what I mean. So the whole across the nation, everyone got an Armageddon phone call.
Yeah.
Everybody's
all
phone went off.
Emergency services alarms went off as well as a test.
As a tester. So the channel lines will be catching
goodness,
up soon.
Like the old air raid siren.
Yeah. So it was yesterday in the UK.
Imagine if you didn't know about that in the UK yesterday.
Well, that's what I mean, because they're saying...
I'm sure there was plenty of people that didn't.
So,
you
know, that's very relevant now, because that's actually happening.
Yeah.
You know, why do we need to be alarmed? What, in case something makes the Third World War seem very, very real? If we're all here one day and everybody's phone suddenly goes off, how terrifying would that be?
But in terms of the practical stuff, in terms of the imagery and even the messages, keep it really simple and slick and not overly complicated.
Yeah.
Like we spoke about the sort of big eye for the sort of big brother. Really impactful motifs.
Okay.
Anybody from any generation can understand kind of what's going on, you know, and you might pick something that's more relatable in terms of like the human kind of aspect of things as well. That just becomes a strong symbol for the opposing arguments that you're looking at.
Yeah.
And you will have to be in college, you know, because a lot of this sounds like you've got to make stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what will happen is, just as a precursor, is the technician will start getting busy as these weeks go up. If you're coming in a little bit later like now, that now I'm ready to make, you may be on a back foot and in a queuing system.
A waiting list.
Yeah. So, because I can see that this is going to be a lot of components to this, you know, even if you start off simple, it's going to take practice just to make one of the components.
Yeah.
You're not going to just make it and then be like, right, there's my first component, done.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to refine each component to a point where it all sits and has a relationship with everything, you know?
Yeah.
So this is like a jigsaw.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to be ready when you sit after this and you're drawing up your time planning and your task list and things like that. Take that into account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there, you know, there's some definitely some hidden time constraints
there.
Like with all these different elements that you've got here, maybe make yourself a production list.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Of kind of like activities that you can be ticking off. Like big main poster for AI, tick. Piecemeal. But then it might be like, oh, I need to cut stencils for like to spray paint over the top.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you end up with that production list for all the different aspects that you need to think about.
And you might want to think about, you know, because the thing is that you to make all of this, you are actually using AI, aren't you?
Yeah, technically.
The ironies.
So really, if I was protesting against AI,
Well, no, that's what I was saying about the human side. It's a bit rudimentary.
Yeah, so even if you don't do it as a finished bit, like, exactly, Chantal's definitely got the point there, is that, you know, that more human side is if you were protesting with no AI or...
How would you do it?
How would that look like? Oh, you should watch They Live as well, which is an 80s film by John Carpenter that based the whole of... I think, well, we keep going on the graffiti tour. Whole Shepherd Fairey based his whole Andre the Giant thingy on that film as well. Of not Shepherd Fairey, is it? Is it Shepherd Fairey? Who's Andre the Giant one?
Obey.
Obey, yeah. So the whole Obey stuff is based on the film They Live by John Carpenter, which is about elite aliens taking over humans without humans knowing about it.
Mm. Right.
But that's where all those paranoid slogans came from.
Yeah, I don't think you have to make these things up. There's plenty on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just rip off slogans, rip off sort of like, you know, what other people have said about the rise of AI and technology. You don't have to reinvent that part.
Yeah.
It's all there for you. It's just putting it into a new and interesting format. That's your job.
Okay.
Sounds really exciting, Louis. Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah, like, you know, because that's ultimately what it has to be. You have to be excited about it yourself and be enjoying this.
Mm.
Definitely.
So if you've got that, then brilliant. I can't wait to start seeing all of this stuff.
Fabulous. Thank you very much. Now, have you got a proposal for me?
Oh, I haven't got it printed out, but I should be able to get it done by lunch or...
Brilliant. Okay, if I'm not here, just leave it on my desk.
Yeah, cool. Do you want me to bring anyone else up?
Yes, Leah?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.